Hey guys, this is Trevor, and this is chapter 3 of the e-commerce for beginners course. In this video, I'm going to talk about how to start an e-commerce business, but specifically different types of e-commerce business models. So there's quite a few business models that I've found that work well over time, and a couple that I've made a lot of money with. So I'm going to tell you about those. I'm going to start with physical product business models first, and then we're going to move into digital product business models after that. There's also service-based business models as well. I'll talk a little bit about that as well, but we'll focus on more scalable businesses, which are physical products and digital products. So the first one in a physical products business model that I've seen a lot of people doing these days, which is importing from China. And import from China basically means that you go to China and you get a manufacturer who has a factory creating the widgets you want to sell online here in the States. And you buy a bunch in bulk and you warehouse them somewhere here in the States. There's different warehouses that do fulfillment, and you can send them to that warehouse and have them ship it out when you make an order online. So it's pretty simple. Now, one of the key factors here is actually private labeling those products. That means putting your own brand name or brand logo on those products to make them more trendy and more appealing, and to build a brand image as well as you go. One of the most famous or well-known ways to fulfill those orders and sell them online even is using Amazon's Fulfillment by Amazon, otherwise known as FBA business model. And what they do is they have a huge platform for selling. So if you make a great product and you really good product pictures and you create a really good product description and you get great reviews and you do a lot of promotions, you can actually rank to the top of the Amazon organic listings for certain keywords in their own little e-commerce search engine that they have there on Amazon.com, and they'll fulfill your order for you, they'll take your returns, deal with customer service, all that stuff. So it's a really good passive business model. All you have to do is all the product development, you just ship it to Amazon, and of course write up all the listings and stuff like that. They do the rest, so they're really good at that. Very popular business model, but downside is it does take a little bit of extra money to start up than it does other e-commerce business models, because obviously you have to buy the stock, you have to buy the packaging, and you have to probably pay copywriters, pay photographers and videographers to create content for you, and then you have to pay people to do the promotions if you aren't skilled with that yet as well. And there's some great online courses for that online. I haven't done it myself, so I don't have a course yet, but if I do ever do that business model myself, I'll actually make a course out of it. Why not? So the next one that I've seen a lot of people do with e-commerce is to create your own product, some sort of a homemade good, or maybe some woodworking unit or something like that, something that you create your own, and you can sell it on a platform called Etsy. Etsy is kind of the homemade goods platform, and it's really cool, and a lot of people do this. I've seen everything from skateboard tools to custom earrings and stuff like that, all over the place on Etsy.com. So if you are that kind of like homemaker or craftsman, you can create your own product, go to Etsy.com and sell it. They'll keep a commission percentage of that, but they'll also market it to their marketplace and email it to their email list for you. So it's pretty cool. Another way to sell products online is create your own brand of clothing, and you can do that easier than ever now using print-on-demand fulfillment centers and Shopify. So that's one great way to do it. However, I've found that the cost is a bit high for the products for print-on-demand, so it's cost prohibitive, and it's hard to sell a t-shirt for $30 is what you have to kind of sell it for to make a good profit. So I've found that it's actually better to just start off by testing different designs that way. And once you find a design that sticks, you actually go to a manufacturer and have them print it in bulk for you. So another great way to do it, that same business model with a platform called Teespring. And Teespring is actually a place where you do more of a product Kickstarter, and you can put a product up for sale, like a image or just some sort of a trendy t-shirt, and then a bunch of people will buy it. And if you get over 30 to 50 purchases of that shirt, then it'll ship out to everybody, and you'll make some money. And it's actually pretty cheap that way, because they don't ship it until they can buy it in bulk, which makes a lot of sense. Other platforms that are similar to that are like Kickstarter, and platforms like that are for other types of products, not just t-shirts. So moving into the next one, Kickstarter is a great platform for all these different types of innovative products. You see everything from new and cool electronic devices to wallets and keychains or whatever. There's tons of cool stuff, and a lot of electronics these days are on Kickstarter. People are creating all sorts of amazing little devices, and what happens is that it's hard to buy these things in bulk from China. So If you want to raise your capital up front, it's probably a little bit more risky to do it that way. A less risky way to do it is to make sure you get the orders in first and then you place the order with China. And that's what Kickstarter's for. So, you know, if you don't want to go that route of creating your own product or trying to, you know, pre-sell a product, you can always start by just putting up an online store and getting suppliers and actually doing a thing called drop shipping, where you sell the product first one at a time and then you ship the product one at a time on a wholesale dealership contract. And it works really well. You just have to understand how to do website design really well and conversion rate optimization and drive targeted traffic and then do the follow-up and stuff like that, because you are an online retailer at that point. So you have the responsibility of doing customer service and sales and follow-up and stuff like that. So really good business model. I do that. So I think it's really good and it works really well. But it's not for everybody because it does require a lot of time and effort to do. It takes time and effort to start up and time and effort to run. So it's great for beginners though. And I think anybody can do it as long as you have a good business. If you have a good credit history, you can get a credit card and you can place the orders, no problem. All right, and the last one I'll talk about for people that are just getting started out, might not even have that good of credit, and you know, you still want to do something with physical products, you can do price arbitrage. Basically, it just means you'll look for online retailers that have products for sale, and you can actually market those products on eBay by placing those products on product listings. And eBay is a free platform to use, so it's free to start out basically. And if you do make a sale on eBay, then you know, you keep the profit and you ship it out from the retailer to the end consumer. Usually you're selling at a little bit higher price than the retailer would sell it for, so you do have to, you know, change the listing around a bit and make sure that people don't, you know, go and price shop that product. But that business model works pretty well, and you just need to have a little bit of patience and a lot of persistence to get it going. So those are the physical product business models, and now we'll dive into some digital product business models. The first one that comes to mind is the Amazon Kindle business model. So Amazon Kindle is pretty simple. You need to write an ebook that's somewhere between 5,000 to, you know, an unlimited amount of words, but don't start writing ebooks that are any shorter than 5,000 words. You know, and once you do get an ebook written, basically means just like a regular book, you have chapter sections, you have chapters, you have an introduction, and you have, you know, a foreword and all that stuff. And you have to create an ebook cover. And once you have all that done, you can actually upload it for free to the Amazon Kindle Publishing Library. And you know, you can charge between 99 cents to $9.99. And once that is up, it is good. And you can promote it yourself, or you can just wait for Amazon to try to sell it. A lot of the publishers use keyword research and search engine optimization to try to get people to their listings to buy their products. And it works really well. I mean, books are passive, so it's a cool passive income venture. Like any other business model, it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of persistence, and you might not make a lot of money up front. It's all about volume, so it's creating multiple books, as many as you possibly can, to get out the door, and you know, so that people can actually like buy them and read them. All right, the next one I got here is to create online courses. So like this right here, this video is an online course. If you're the type of person that likes to talk on camera more than you like to write, or you know, more than you like to hire somebody to write, online courses are great because you can really do a lot more with video than you can with writing. You can reach a wider audience, and people tend to like to sit and listen to videos rather than, you know, reading a book or reading a written word. It takes less energy. So I think online courses are great, and they're more valuable, so you can charge more money for them. People are willing to spend more money. You have to think of it just like a book. You have to have chapter sections and different parts of those chapters, and you have to tie it all together and put it up and package it neatly with a nice little cover and a, you know, an intro and a sales letter and all that good stuff. But after the work is done up front, it's just passive, and you can answer questions for the buyers of the video, the people that take your course, and it's about it. So I think it's a great way to make money online, and you should think about doing it. You just choose something that you're experienced with, and you, you know, break that down into a bunch of bullet points as to what, you know, you think people need to learn in order to find success in whatever you want to teach them, and then just create the videos that outline it. You can create videos like this, talking head videos, you can create slideshow videos, whatever you want to create that teaches the learning material appropriately. And then, you know, you just get it launched. You can use a platform like Udemy.com, Teachable.com, or just YouTube. And once you get 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, you actually charge people to watch your content, so you can make online courses there too. So great way to go. If you have any experience with creating software or you have a great idea for an app, software is a great way to go as well, but it does require some upfront capital because you have to hire a developer usually to do it. So it depends on whether you're really skilled enough to create a prototype or not, or at least you can come up with an idea for a really good prototype. But if you can, and you can show it to people and pitch it and get some backing, some investor backing, to hire a developer, you know, and actually create the app and manage it, then yeah, that's a great way to go. Obviously, apps are the way of the future as far as e-commerce goes. I definitely recommend that. All right, guys, so I hope you enjoyed this video, a little bit of a deep dive into some of these different online e-commerce business models. And go ahead and click to the next video. We'll get started with the next section. Thanks.